Hey, what's going on, gang? I hope you all are enjoying this episode. I wanted to take a quick moment to go ahead and shout out one of our new sponsors, and then we can get right back to leveling up. Have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? I know when I first started off, I had a lot of questions like, how do I record an episode? How do I get my show into all the apps so people can listen? Better yet, how do I get paid from my podcast? And the answer to every single one of those questions is really simple. Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. And now, Anchor can match you with great sponsors who want to advertise on your podcast. That means you get paid to podcast right away. In fact, that's what I'm doing right now, reading this ad. I've been able to build my brand and make connections with celebrities, entrepreneurs, and influencers across the world and obtain a top 20 business podcast. So if you ever wanted to start a podcast and make money from doing it, simply go to anchor.fm/start and join me and the rest of the community as we grow our brands. You can connect with me on there at Level Up Daily as I'll be giving away all my secrets to becoming a top 20 business podcast. Now let's get back to leveling up. Yo, this is Level Up Daily, and I'm your host, DeAndre Evans. And you already know what time it is, man. It's time to level up. Let's get it. Yo, what's going on, ladies and G's? It's a Monday night, and you already know I'm feeling right. You can tell by the tone in my voice. Nonetheless, though, shout out to everyone returning. And for the new listeners, thanks for tuning in and checking the station. Much love to you all. I hope you all had a great day today. It's a Monday, man. I hope you all accomplished a lot and experienced a lot. I know you all had a lot going on. A lot of you were tuning in and hitting me up and telling me your plans for this week. So much love to you for that. I know personally I had a few deals happen today that took months to close, but I'm pretty excited about it. Reflecting back to my last two segments, right? Faith and patience definitely paid off over time. I'm happy about that. Also, I'm currently back on all social media platforms that I have. Honestly, to be honest with you all, I just been building in the dark, man. Building behind the scenes, you know, for the past few months on this podcast, along with a few other projects, as many of you may know. But back to, you know, just connecting with more people outside of this podcast platform is what I'm aiming for. You all get a chance to personally, you know, relate to me and get a chance to check my moves. So if you're not following me currently on Facebook and Instagram, I don't know what you're doing with your life. I just don't understand. But if you're not and you would like to, definitely check me out, man. I love to connect with all of you as many as possible. Facebook page is DeAndre Evans. That's DeAndreEvans. I have both a public page and a personal page. You guys can check out, follow both or add me on both. However, whichever one floats your boat, whichever. Instagram is DeAndre_Evans. That's DeAndre_EvanS. Definitely check me out. And I want to connect with as many of you as possible so we can go ahead and lock arms and see what you guys got going on. But I did want to ask, did anyone check the Oscars the other night? Something I just thought about randomly. I figured it was like a great ceremony. You know, you saw a lot of stars, you saw a lot of lights, but more importantly, I personally noticed something special. I'm not sure if anybody caught it, but let's see. I noticed something very, very special. I noticed the joy and the happiness that filled the room, man, that night. Like, it was crazy. Many people were nominated and celebrated for their hard work all year round. You know, like, it was a great feeling to witness that many people, a lot of celebrities too, to show love like that on that scale and that platform. So much love and shout out to everyone who won and those who were nominated. I feel like personally every day, we all should just be waking up happy like that, man. I mean, I feel like everybody should just wake up like they about to receive a fucking Oscar. Like, I'm just being real, right? Like, why not? Why not wake up happy and hold your head high, right? Talk you talk, walk you walk. Whatever you do, I feel like you shouldn't be doing anything less than that every day, right? And that's what I want to talk about this evening. I want to talk about something that definitely plays a role when moving throughout life and getting to the next level. And it's very important. It's something that we have to consider every single day, right? I want to talk about happiness. Mm-hmm. That's what I want to talk about. I want to know, what is your definition of happiness? And are you truly happy with where you are in life? See, to me, happiness is an inside job, right? It's not something you get from the world, but it's what you bring to the world. It's appreciating what you have and realizing you can make anything possible, right? If you want to build your self-confidence and win, then you just simply have to stop breaking the promises that you make to yourself each and every day and focus on what brings you joy. And I mean that. If you say we're going to make that call right to that job for that interview and set it up, then make sure you do it and follow through. If you say you was going to take that trip, you know, with your girlfriends or your homies and go outside the country to visit Greece, then make sure you do it. It's imperative that we all live our best lives and experience new things that will have a huge impact upon our lives throughout the rest of our lives. Like personally, for me, my joy and happiness, man, simply comes from making other people happy, right? Putting smiles on other people's faces, encouraging other people to keep pushing forward when times get tough and rough, right? I'm a kid who doesn't come from much, man, wasn't given many opportunities, but I still enjoy giving back to others more than I receive. Like, that's just it for me. It's very simple. Like, I didn't, you know, have much growing up. Born in Detroit, Michigan, right? Dad wasn't really around. Left when I was 2. Grew up with my mom, who was a single parent, along with my sister. House hopped a lot. Transferred to multiple schools. Like, the whole 9 yards. Like, shit was never consistent, right? As a kid, I remember when my dad would always call my mom and say he's coming to pick me up, but never came. I mean, bags were packed, man. I had a fresh haircut, you know, new clothes on. Like, I was ready because I never spent time with him, in all honesty, and I always wanted to during that time, but it never really happened. I mean, just imagine being let down, right, time and time again as a kid who used to sit on the porch waiting and waiting for someone who said they got you, but never really came through, or someone who was supposed to be there for you, to be honest. You know, it just got to the point where I just stopped responding to the phone calls. I mean, just to be real, just to avoid being let down again. I didn't want to get my hopes up and, you know, turn around and be pushed aside. So personally, I just made a decision at that point. I was young, but I made a decision. I still remember it to this day, to promise myself that I won't let that happen again. I mean, let alone to anyone I know. I vowed to go hard, not just for myself, but for those who are rooting for me and those who have my back and those who show loyalty. Like, I mean, I understood at a young age that shit happens and people forget, you know? People just don't care and you have to keep pushing. But I also learned that you should never let someone else determine your level of happiness. You know, don't put your key to your happiness in someone else's pocket, right? So instead, whatever excites you and gets you going, then simply focus just on that, right? Just do that. That's it. Don't do anything that makes you unhappy. Don't associate with anyone who makes you feel inferior, right? Avoid the negative vibes and focus on what makes you happy, because when it's all said and done, you're going to be the only one in control of how your life went, no matter what everyone else said, right? See, the greatest feeling to me is when I have my listeners tuning in, all of you who show love and support. And every time you chime in, you tell me how I made your day, or having a 15, 16-year-old comment on my IG story telling me they listened to my podcast station and they're ready to tackle school a little harder because, you know, I was able to motivate them and inspire them to get on the right track, right? That's the greatest fucking feeling ever, man, to be honest with you. Like, being able to make a positive impact on someone else's life is a blessing. Like, that's why I do what I do. I mean, I can't quit or give up or just stop, because there are many people in this world that depends not just on me, but on you as well. So never let anyone control how you feel. Never, you know, indulge in these negative emotions that may cast you upon, you know, the outside skirts of what you really want. Because in the end, you know, giving something outside of yourself power will end up having control of your inner peace. Hey, what's going on, guys? Tuning back into the podcast here. Very, very short and sweet segment here. I didn't want to overdo it, just because it is a topic where a lot of people have their personal opinion on it. And I feel like I didn't want to, you know, sway it and waste size, but instead just give my personal experience, my personal definition on what I feel happiness is. Hopefully you guys were able to take some type of value from it. Maybe some of you are able to relate, you know, some similar situations, or maybe you can take it and flip it around and probably, you know, educate someone that you personally know that's close to you, whether they're brother, sister, or a young daughter or son. So hopefully you guys love this segment here. I love opening up to you guys and being honest and real. I definitely love this podcast station. All the love you guys have been showing me since day one. Again, I just started this thing about 3-4 months ago, which is still crazy to me. But just to receive all the love and support that you guys really been giving me, it really, really means a lot. So I will continue to put out content and continue to bring value to you as much as possible. And again, always feel free to reach out and connect. And if you guys love this segment, feel free to share it, pass it along. And please, please, please let me know what you thought. Peace.